And I'd like you to make sure that you're in a comfortable place, in a comfortable position, where you will not be disturbed for the next few minutes. Start by looking straight forward and rest your head back. Take a long, deep breath in and hold it. Now, as you exhale, allow your eyes to close. Notice with your eyes closed, this is very similar to how hypnosis feels. You should not expect a blackout. At first, you may be more aware of some things than you were before. Thoughts and feelings that may drift through the mind. Sounds inside of the room or outside of the room in the distance. And you can just bring your attention back to the sound of my voice as if repeating each word I say now. Take another deep breath in and let it out slowly now. Now with your eyes closed, gently roll your eyeballs slightly upwards and relax the muscles around your eyes to the point where they are so relaxed they just won't work. And pretend that you can't open them, even though you know full well that you could if you really needed to. Now, as long as you hold on to this relaxation, you can pretend they just won't work. And when you're sure they're so relaxed that they just won't work, then and only then you may begin to test them to make sure they won't work. Notice the eyebrows move easily, but the eyelids are heavy and stuck tight. In fact, the more that you tug at them, the tighter they become. That's right. Now relax the eyes and go even deeper. Now next, we want your mind to be as relaxed as your body. So in a moment, I want you to start counting backwards in your mind from 100 when I ask you to. Each time you say a number, deepen your mental relaxation. And with each number you say, your mind will become even more relaxed, letting all stress and tension drain from your mind and body, leaving you deeply relaxed. By the time you get down to the mid or perhaps low 90s, you'll be so relaxed the numbers won't be there. They will disappear. They will simply be gone. When all the numbers have vanished from your mind, you will notice your body will just relax even deeper than before, step by step by step. Start counting in your mind now from 100 and watch them disappear. 100. 99. 98. 97. 96. 95. 94. 93. 92. And if there are any numbers left, wrap them up into a package in your mind and push them. Push them into the distance. See them disappearing into a cloud in your mind. Vanishing. Gone. So pleasantly relax now. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, go deeper and deeper still. Now, as the human body relaxes, it naturally begins to produce more saliva than usual. More saliva than usual is produced as the human body relaxes. Soon, you may begin to imagine now feeling the feeling of your mouth filling with saliva. Imagine what that would feel like now if your mouth was filling with saliva. It's a very normal, natural human interaction to relaxation. Imagine the mouth like a stream, like a river, water flowing through your mouth and throat. Feeling that need and urge to swallow getting stronger and stronger and stronger. That's right. And as you feel this need and urge to swallow getting stronger and stronger, the mouth filling with saliva, swallow and relax even further. That's right. This is the power of suggestion. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And by the time I reach the number 1, you're going to be in the exact state of mind you need to accept each and every suggestion given to you to lose weight quickly, easily, effortlessly, and permanently. This you will do. This you will do. 5. Deeper. 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 4. Down, down, down. 3. Deeper, deeper, deeper. 2. Down, down, down. 1. Deeper, deeper, deeper. 0, 0, 0. Your subconscious mind will now accept and follow the suggestions you are about to receive. Each suggestion will become a firm, unshakable belief in your mind. You will hold them as 100% true and act upon them without question. They will provide you with outstanding health, fitness, emotional well-being, and results. Let's begin. Now, from this moment on, you will easily be satisfied on smaller portions of your regular diet. Calorically, and it's easy because what you used to think was full, you now realize was overstuffed and uncomfortable. You are not willing to tolerate that overstuffed, uncomfortable feeling anymore. That's why you eat smaller portions. You prefer to eat less. You prefer to have less food in your stomach because it feels so much better. When you have less food in your stomach, you have more energy. You're faster and lighter on your feet. When you have less food in your stomach, you are more mentally clear, focused, and happy. everything feels better and is easier when you eat less and have less food in your stomach. You will reach and maintain your goal easily. High calorie, high fat food feels like a brick in your stomach. It feels bad. It makes you feel heavy, bloated, irritable, sluggish, and lethargic. You can feel it. Your unconscious mind will now remove any and all desire for high-calorie, high-fat food from your mind. You will only notice you are losing interest in it. You prefer high-fiber, low-fat, low-calorie foods that you enjoy because fiber fills you up, leaving you full and satisfied with lots of energy. You are now so much more aware of how food really feels in your body after you eat it. You are more aware of the real cost calorically of each bite, so you are naturally more selective and discerning than before. You feel happy, calm, and secure knowing that you are free to eat anything if you really want it. But you're finding that because you are more aware, you are more selective and discerning than before. You are making smarter, savvier decisions in how you spend your calories. It's fun and enjoyable to look for the foods which deliver the most satisfaction, fullness, and energy for the least number of calories. It becomes like a treasure hunt, like a game for you. You can look at it in any way that makes it fun and enjoyable. And sometimes you may find yourself eating a little less than before. Other times, you may find yourself eating a lot less than before. And other times, you may find yourself losing interest in something altogether. The choice is yours. Now, for many people in the past, they believed that having fun and that being healthy, fit, and thin were separate. They believed that the two could not coexist, so they would flip-flop back and forth. I'm either having fun, or I'm being healthy, thin, and fit. You make a decision right now, this moment, that the only way that you can have the most fun and the most pleasure now and in the future is to stay present and aware, to notice, to really notice how food feels in your body after you eat it. What is the real caloric cost? How long does it satisfy you? And does it really satisfy you at all? When you allow yourself to stay present and to notice during events, holidays, and vacations, you allow yourself to have the most fun and the most pleasure with the least amount of unwanted negative side effect that used to happen when you were overstuffed and uncomfortable. See, there's nothing fun and enjoyable about being overstuffed and uncomfortable. You want to have the most fun, the most pleasure for the longest amount of time. So you stay present and connected. Self-judgment is simply a thing of the past for you now. Instead, you notice and you're curious. You enjoy being present and noticing while you're having fun how food really feels in your body after you eat it. This allows you to savor each sip or bite, to get more enjoyment than ever before, as if at a tasting event. But it also allows you to easily stop before you overdo it, before you overstuff yourself and feel uncomfortable, so that you can continue to have the most fun over the longest period of time while remaining thin, fit, and healthy, while remaining firm and toned, while having your ideal weight, shape, and size. You know this will allow you to enjoy that event, that holiday, or that vacation more than ever before. Everything goes better with health. Everything is more fun and enjoyable when you are thin, fit, and healthy on the inside and out. When you have that twinkle in your eye, that glow, when you are thin, fit, healthy, and toned, everything is more enjoyable. And that good feeling lasts. And you know there's always going to be another event, holiday, or vacation. There's always going to be another weekend coming, another Friday and Saturday night, another celebration. So you make a decision and a commitment now to stay present, to stay connected, to stay aware without any of the judgment from the past, to really notice and to pay attention so that you get the most enjoyment, the most pleasure, the most fun, with the least amount of unwanted and negative side effect. And it's so easy because you know that you are free to eat anything if you really want it. You can still enjoy those particular foods that are very special to you, but you're able to do so and then stop when you're done. You're able to easily and effortlessly be a little more selective and discerning. And you're noticing that your world doesn't revolve around food anymore like it used to. Food is simply becoming less and less important. You're able to enjoy it if it's a special occasion. But you also realize that you can easily get all of the enjoyment you want while eating far less than you used to in the past. Because when you're aware and noticing, you realize you don't need nearly as much as you used to have. Because you are looking for the most pleasure with the least amount of negative unwanted side effects. Because you are no longer doing the mindless or emotional eating you may have from the past. Because you are no longer doing the all or nothing way of eating. Because you've ended the extremism and self-judgment once and for all, you easily and effortlessly are able to savor each bite, to feel totally satisfied on smaller portions permanently, because you simply feel better having less food in your stomach. You feel better. In fact, you feel the very best eating only what you need and no more, so you easily and effortlessly are eating a little less and moving a little more. You find that if you see something at a party or an event and it's not something you really enjoy, you easily pass it up. Just looking at those high-fat, high-calorie foods, you just know how you're gonna feel in your body after you eat them. You know that many of them may cause that unnecessary overeating. It may leave you feeling very frustrated, unsatisfied after consuming so many calories, so it's simply not worth it. It doesn't take any energy or extra effort. You can feel this just by looking at it or even thinking about it. And so you are finding now, because you're more aware, that you easily and effortlessly eat a little less. You easily and effortlessly seek the activities at those events, holidays, and vacations that involve more physical activity and physical movement, whether it's walking or doing something else. And it's enjoyable and it feels good. This is why you are seeking it more now. You like the way your body feels when you move and use your body. And events, holidays, and vacations are wonderful opportunities to dance, to play, to move your body, to see things and do things you couldn't do otherwise. So many things to see and do that have nothing to do with food. Your whole thinking is changing now because you're living in the benefits of reaching and maintaining your ideal weight. So you look forward to events, to holidays, and to vacations. You look forward to enjoying this new way of living during events, holidays, and vacations because you know they're going to be more fun now. More satisfying with less of the unwanted and unnecessary side effects from the past. So it's just going to get easier and easier and easier. It's going to feel better and better and better. And you know that no matter where you go and that no matter what you do, you can easily and effortlessly stay aware and notice. You can easily and effortlessly have more enjoyment than ever before, while easily eating a little less and moving a little more. This you will do. This you will do. Now I want you to feel the power of your own mind and imagination. I want you to imagine that your right arm and hand are getting heavy, very very heavy. I want you to feel and imagine what it would feel like now if your right arm and hand were getting heavier and heavier, heavier and heavier, like a 10,000 pound wet bag of sand weighted down, pressing down, strapped down, locked down to the arm of the chair. Imagine what it would feel like if it was getting so heavy, so weighted down, like it was locked down, strapped down to the arm of the chair. Heavier and heavier. Heavier and heavier. Now in a moment, when you're ready, I want you to lift the arm or attempt to lift the arm, and as you do, the more you try, the heavier it gets. The more you try, the heavier it becomes. Feel the weight in the arm. Feel it pressing down into the chair. Heavier and heavier, like a 10,000 pound wet bag of sand. Satisfy yourself with this sensation now. The more you try, the heavier it gets. The more you try, the heavier it becomes. That's right. Very good. Now, because you're physically and mentally responding to suggestion, you will respond to each and every suggestion given to you here today. You will reach and maintain your ideal weight easily and effortlessly. It's going to get easier and easier and easier than ever before. It's going to feel better and better and better. You're discovering this new way of life really is easier, really is more enjoyable, and allows you to get more pleasure from eating than ever before, with the least amount of negative and unwanted side effects. Because you're more aware now and noticing how food feels in your body after you eat it, how it really affects you. Because you're noticing the real caloric cost and how long it lasts and satisfies, and whether it even satisfies or not. You're able to make smarter, savvier decisions. You're able to easily get more enjoyment with less unwanted side effects like feeling overstuffed and uncomfortable. So it's just getting easier and easier and easier. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 all the way up to 5. If this is your time to sleep, then you'll simply drift off to sleep. You'll sleep peacefully and wake up feeling refreshed and alert tomorrow morning. If it is your time to get up and to greet the day, you'll wake up feeling refreshed and alert right now. 1, excited about eating a little less and moving a little bit more in a fun, new way. 2, looking forward to living in the benefits of reaching and maintaining your ideal weight as if you're already there. 3, excited, enjoying being more aware and noticing. 4, waking up now, 5, eyes open, fully alert and awake.